I'm waiting, says Mr. Taylor. Mr. Taylor is our teacher. There aren't any other men in our school. When he came into our classroom on his first day, we thought he was the plumber. Not that he looks like a plumber. He's tall and thin and wears really clean, stripy short-sleeve shirts. I'm waiting, he says again, until everyone is quiet. This takes a long time in our class. That has taken a whole 2 minutes. That's 2 minutes of my life that I won't get back. When there is silence, Mr. Taylor holds his hands out like a prophet. I've got some good news for you, he says. The student council... Before he's even started, Tiger yawns loudly. We got it! Yes! Yasmin jumps up. Sit down, please, Yasmin. Yasmin sits down. Yasmin is perfect. The student council... Tiger yawns loudly again. One more time and you're out, growls Mr. Taylor. Have been awarded some money to change their school for the better. Yes, says Yasmin again, like she's just scored a goal. Ugh, says Ryan, screwing up his nose like he smelt something bad. Bella grabs Yasmin's arm. We did it, she says, grinning. Bella is almost as perfect as Yasmin. Mr. Taylor picks up a typed letter and starts to read. Your plan to improve an outside area in your school, the development of an external play area, and we are pleased to announce that you have been awarded a grant of £1,000.
£1,000?
Everybody's looking really excited now. That's a lot of sweets, says Tiger. One, says Mr. Taylor flatly. You must use the grant only for the purpose for which we awarded it. Boring, says Ryan. Not really, says Mr. Taylor. He puts the paper down and looks up at us. The difference is that you will be running this project yourselves. You will be making all the decisions. He raises his eyes to the ceiling and grins a big grin as if to say, not as easy as it looks. The way that adults do to children when they want to make them feel even smaller than they really are. Who would like to be involved in this adventure? Lots of children put their hands up. Mr. Taylor starts to walk to the back of the room. He's humming a tune. If I didn't take a walk to the end of the classroom every now and then, I wouldn't know that you lot were down here. There's a big scraping of chairs as everyone else turns round to see what's going on. Everybody's stretching their arms up into the air, hanging there like monkeys off trees. One girl isn't. One girl is sitting tight, trying to avoid his eyes. There are red splashes on her cheeks and the back of her neck is starting to prickle. Don't you think this might be fun? Says Mr. Taylor. He's looking straight at her. But she doesn't look up. The girl is me. Nadine, says Mr. Taylor. What about you?